Dustin Williams, head coach for North Andrew football, coming off a nice win on Friday night over St. Joe Christian. Coach, I guess, first of all, let's talk about that victory and how your team was able to put it together on Friday for the victory. I mean, tell me what you liked about it.
Yeah, you know, we kind of went into this week. We had some low numbers and some things happened to us on our Tuesday practice. And we really regrouped really well during the week, and we really pushed the kids going to that Friday that there's no other place you'd rather be than right here, right now. And we want to make sure that we did everything we could by doing our jobs right and playing together as a group. And we had to move kids around and trust in the plan that we had to really stay focused through the whole time. You know, whether we were up 60, down 60, tied, you know, our goal was to be doing the little things right and let the score take care of itself. And our kids really bought in this week to that mindset. Mm-hmm.
Who were some of the leaders for you last night there on the field? Who were you impressed with?
You know, really, there's. I really like to say, honestly, it was all eight on both sides of the ball. We played a really well team game. We talked to kids after the game. Is there might not be some kids that jump off on the stats, you know, but our defensive tackle, Kellen Wilkie, is a prime example of. He was getting frustrated at times because he was like, "I'm not making any tackles," and we kept trying to make sure he understood that's part of the plan. Is if you're doing your job right, then Adler Miller or Jackson Ritchie or some of the other guys are free, and then when they get frustrated with that, then you're free, and that's kind of how we approached it. And we did the same thing on offense. You know, we were able to get Jacob Hill, the freshman, in some good spots, and Levi McAfee at quarterback made some big plays for us. But the guys up front really bought into. To everybody doing their job individually, right, so that we could have multiple people have a good night, and that's what we were able to do.
Mm-hmm. We're past the halfway point now, and obviously you ran up against Worth County and Pattonsburg, two teams that have played very, very well. So I guess as you move forward following this win, what does that victory do for you, just in terms of a little bit of momentum here into the closing half?
Yeah, you know, we've just like everybody, you know, each week you're trying to get better as the season goes on, and everybody deals with injuries and things changing and all that stuff. And we just like everybody else, we've had that happen every week, and we've had to reinvent ourselves on Tuesday or Wednesday practice and all this stuff. And so we really shoved to the kids, and we're going to keep pushing it this week. Is we're trying to attack each week individually. And right now, our season right now is 0-0, and we're trying to get to 1-0 this Friday against Albany. And we were lucky and got after them and was able to get to 1-0 last Friday. And hopefully doing that stuff can help build some momentum here going towards the end of the season. And hopefully we get some of those kids back and we've built some of that momentum going forward.
Yeah. Albany, you mentioned them. So let's, kind of dive in there. I know they've had their struggles here. They played a difficult schedule, certainly. But what are some things that you have to prepare for as a coach?
Yeah, Coach Fountain is obviously everybody around the state knows who he is and what his program is and how he coaches his kids and how they play. And that's one thing that we're going to have to be ready for is they're going to be fundamentally sound. They're going to tackle well. They don't make mistakes. They do their jobs and all the things that every coach wants their team to do. And they're really hard to prepare for. They got the Mercer kids, a great running back, and they're good up front. And their quarterback's playing their option game really well. And defensively, they're very good at being able to scrape across the defensive line. And so we're going to have to make sure we stay on our paths well up front. And be able to win a line of scrimmage, and that's what we got to push. And it's like you said, they're better than what their record shows and things like that, because playing in the GRC every week is a brutal schedule. And so that's what we keep pushing to the kids, is that we're basically starting like it's week one, 0-0, and we got to make sure we're ready for that Friday.
What do you think is important for your team in a matchup specific to North Andrew, Albany, excuse me. And then also, you know, maybe it's kind of, twofold in that it's just something that's important for you guys every single week. But what are the keys this week?
You know, I think the keys this week, and it's going to be kind of a little bit of the same as last week, is we got to keep winning up front. And it's not necessarily having to win every play, because everybody'd like to do that every time, right? It's almost like we keep telling the kids is we got to treat it like reps. You know, if we're getting 50 plays of offense, 50 plays of defense, we got to be winning 80% of those reps. We got to try to be getting in that 30, 40 range where we're winning our reps more often than they're winning their reps. And then we got to, if that play's over, it's time to win the next rep. And even if you lost that rep, you got to line up and do it again. And really pushing that with the kids, because we got to be able to take care of the football and win up front on both sides of the ball. And that's also what we got to keep doing as the season goes on. The better we are up front, And the better we take care of the football, shorten the game a little bit here and there, the better off chance we'll have at winning on Fridays.
Dustin Williams, head coach, North Andrew. Coach, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it, and wish you and your team the best this week.
I really appreciate it, and I really appreciate the coverage you guys give. Thank you.